actually means that we can now bring in the temporary tie-up scheme for about 220 demersal vessels that can tie up for a month between October and December of this year, and we'll get compensated, a fair compensation for tying up for that month.
So is that a pretty positive response then from the EU?
This is a recommendation coming from the task force.
So there is actually some good happening, so Sean, in response to the case you've been making.
Oh yes, this was the final hurdle. The minister and the government had accepted the task force recommendation that we would have a temporary tie-up scheme for the demersal vessels for the end of this year. And because it's coming under the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund, you have to get state aid approval from Brussels. So France had already got one. They had submitted an application in earlier this year and had got that approval in April of this year. You know, so we were looking for this to happen earlier. You know.
So are you happy enough with that for the moment?
I'm happy that we got this approval. I'm disappointed though that it didn't come earlier, in terms of that we could have started the scheme on the 1st of September rather than the 1st of October. And I think the other thing to note is that, well, obviously we welcome this very much as such. This only covers the demersal fleet. It doesn't cover the pelagic fleet that has suffered the huge losses here. Two-thirds of the losses are by the pelagic fleet, and we are certainly insisting that there has to be a scheme brought in to cover the pelagic fleet as well.